Good morning, Big Talman. Alcohol. Nah, it's just, denatured alcohol. A vile drink. A vile drink if there ever was one. Ooh. I had some floods here in 2011. This is Australia, Southern Hemisphere. Our summer is, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, our summer is your winter. So we had some flooding in September, near flood in November or January, and a huge flood in February. And the biggest one on record. And had these, have sort of bottles sort of like these, you know what I mean? And what? Because I experiment, I try things out, you know. And I like fucking around because you go, oh, what's this, you know. And if you add, if you've got kerosene lanterns, and you add no more than about one third, but around 20-25% denatured alcohol to your kerosene and use it as a lamp fuel, what happens is that means instead of having like a little sort of flame, you know, little yellow flame about that high, you know what I mean, in your kerosene lantern, and if you start to turn it up any higher, it starts to get sort of thick and turns into a smoky kind of a thing. Well, what happens with the if you add about 25% denatured alcohol to the kerosene, it's a pre-oxidized fuel, or it's an oxygen-bearing fuel, and it spreads the flame out, you know. So technically, up to a point, instead of having, say, like a flame about that sort of high before it starts smoking, you know, means you can get a flame like about that high before it starts smoking. So if you need to put out a lot of light from a kerosene lantern, you can have a big smoke-free kerosene lantern, you know, a lot of lighting power for a kerosene lantern without smoke. And so what I had, because everything, you know, the whole place was closed, whole area was cut off for like fucking 2 weeks, no power, no nothing, you know. And it was a grand adventure, yes. And so the only fuel I had was turpentine, mineral turpentine, and I sort of had to extend that with probably 30 or 40, because if you lower the hydrogen and carbon, you know, like in the kerosene, basically it's that stuff that's getting hot that glows and gives off the light as it's burning, you know. So if you lower the hydrocarbon content by adding in a lot of methylated spirits. You might get a lot bigger flame, but there'll be less sort of glowing particles to throw out light. So if you put in too much, you put on too much, put in too much metho, or denatured spirits, it sort of has a bit of a kickback effect where it just doesn't work that good, and you start getting into the sort of nearly clear kind of blue, low carbon sorts of flames that don't glow much, you know. And anyway, so I had to, what little fuel I had for the lanterns was, I had a bottle of the bottle, sort of, you know, these sorts of sport sort of drinking bottles. One of them was about one third denatured alcohol and one third and two thirds mineral turpentine. So basically, it's a clear looking liquid, you know, not blue like kerosene. And they had another bottle like this, unmarked, of course. And it was half alcohol and, you know, denatured alcohol. It was half alcohol and half water. And drinking water. Oh, sorry, that was hand wash for all the shit that came, you know, came from the floods. And the third bottle was just straight drinking water, and it was a time where it was like about 35 degrees centigrade, and it was around about 100% humidity for about, you know, from the time of the floods, and then it slowly declined over the next, say, 6 weeks down to, say, 50 or 60%, you know, humidity. And so you had to just chug water because it was just, you know, stewing in your own juices at 35 degrees centigrade or Celsius. And and so I picked up the first bottle, which is the lamp fuel, and so it's turpentine and methylated spirits, you know, and I could smell. It got my nose in there. Oh fuck, you know. Oof. But because, you know, they were so strong, it was a turpentine and methylated spirit sort of smell that the next bottle I picked up to sniff, which was the hand wash, half alcohol, half water. But because my nose was already filled with fucking fumes from the bloody sniffing the first bottle, I couldn't, you know, and it sort of deadens the nerves on sort of contact a bit, you know. And so, you know, well, these were, I think these were big sort of water bottle things, you know what I mean? And so, and I just thought, yeah, this is the water, this is the drinking water, and I just went chug, 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 chug. And so I think I drank about 450 mil of fucking, you know, half water, half denatured alcohol. And, you know, I was halfway through the bottle, and I think they were about 800 mil bottles or something, you know. So I was just going glug, 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 you know, and then I went, oh. Oh, denatured alcohol. Half of it was denatured alcohol. And of course, I hadn't sort of been sober. Twenty-two or 3 years, I think, you know. Well, the first thing was that I really tried to vomit it up, but because that strength alcohol, you know, It just switches off all the nerves in your gut, and you can't go, you know, and bring it all up. So I wasn't sort of that worried about sort of falling over dead, you know. I just thought I'd really want to get this out of my system. How do I fucking bring it up, you know? Oh, fuck. Oh, you got no idea how much it makes me just thinking about denatured alcohol makes me want to fucking bawl. Oh, it's vile. It's like, fuck. Oh, terrible. So I rang the emergency services, and this was me, you know, these fucking stupid cunts. And, yeah. You know, 72 questions. You know, it's just, you know, and so I mean, fucking just fucking idiots. I hate emergency services. I really fucking 210 questions. I said I want to fuck one question. How do you make yourself vomit and you know? Get this stuff up, you know. And yeah. I said, "Oh, just fuck off, you know, fucking." Pff, you know? And then I get the cops and an ambulance and all this fucking shit. These fucking idiots send these cunts out, you know. You know, like fuck off. I didn't call you. You know, tell your fucking responder. Tell your fucking friendly little fuckwit on the phone. To go bother someone else. You tell him I told him to fuck off, you know. And so anyway, I rang a couple of people just to talk my way through it, and bloody, you know, the only difference between, you know, just basically sculling 200 mil of alcohol, you know, and my normal person, I was just feeling a little bit more nauseous than usual, and you know, a little bit sort of, a little bit sick and a bit more nauseous, and bloody a bit more irritable than usual. It's like, anyway, how do I get onto that? Fuck. And I just was cleaning up around the place, and this is the sort of, it's not super brilliant, you know, because I've got some of the older design type knives, and the spring bar in those was a lot thicker. See the spring bar at the middle? This is perfectly adequate for, you know, there's the spring bar in the middle. That's perfectly adequate. I'd like to have it a bit thicker though, you know, but for general household sort of general life type stuff, it doesn't have that extra factor of being almost indestructible and, you know. But it's good enough, you know. That I was cleaning up the other day. I was cleaning up last night, and what had occurred to me is I've got some carving knives, proper sort of kitchen types things, you know. And what occurred to me is that this is a good knife. It's a good all round sort of knife for food and other. And other things, you know. And what occurred to me was that the big carving knives, I hang all my knives off hooks, you know what I mean? Pots and pans and all, just hanging them off all on hooks so they're in front of me, you know. And the thing that came to mind was that half of these carving knives and that don't have fucking holes in them so that you can hang them on hooks. And one of the other good ideas that I just went, with knives like these, you know, I'm sure you can hang them, you know. But, where's the fucking spring bar? Yeah, to put the lock on it. When they're locked up, when they're closed, you don't have to fucking, you don't have to worry about big sharp edges hanging out anywhere, you know. You know, you don't have to, you know, they fold up, they're short, then they fold up, they fit in your pocket or whatever, you know what I mean, or can lay around anywhere and they're not in the way and there's no big fucking sharp blade, you know. So isn't that good? You know, sometimes all these sort of highfalutin carving knives with their big long blades and all this sort of stuff, and I thought, well, this folds up, it's out of the way, the blade's protected from damage, you know, and I'm protected from the blade because it's folded up. So isn't that good, gentlemen, you know? So I've got a fucking roast, a nice cold pork roast pork to sitting on the stove ready to fucking carve up. And yeah, so thank you. Stop.